earlier today I got to my car and found that the mirrors had been stolen off. I knew I shouldn't have parked in the ghetto because only niggers live here and I can't lynch them all because they procreate too quickly. I found some nigger tracks which I followed to the local crack house. I blew down the door with a hand grenade and promptly began firing round after round into every crackhead and crack whore until they were all dead. I searched the building for my mirrors but I did not locate them. One of the crack whores whom I had just wounded told me in her final breath that one of the crackheads had sold my mirrors for drug money. I slapped the black off of her and demanded to know who the man was with my mirrors, and she told me I'd find him by the shipyard. I quickly dick-slapped her and said, "Do you mean the port?" And then I fucked her until she died, and fucked her some more. After I was finished I gathered all of the cocaine in the crack house which amounted up to 3 kilos and I snorted it all in one sitting and I wasn't even high, because it was nigger cocaine. Then I grabbed 2 shotguns and headed to the port. When I arrived at the port there were 2 white guards, and everyone at the port was white. I was confused at this and I heard one of the guards shout, "It's Moon Man." It was a trap. These guys were nigger lovers. I shot both guards in the face and ran onto the boat, gunning down everyone in my way. I made my way inside the boat and I found the captain. It was my arch-rival Captain Asshole. I shot at him but he was too fast. He attempted to disarm me but I dick-slapped him and shot him in the back of the knees when he was stunned. I then pulled out my copy of Uncle Tom's Cabin and pimp-slapped him around the cabin for at least 20 minutes with it. I pulled my shotgun out and as I laid the barrel over his eyes he asked me, "Why are you doing this, Moon Man?" And I told him, "Because I hate niggers." "Oh yeah, and I guess you have my mirrors also?" He told me, "No, I don't have your mirrors. I am the head clansman of the area, and we are manufacturing poison that resembles crack cocaine for all of the niggers to smoke so they will pay us to kill themselves." I was aghast at this revelation. I couldn't believe that I had fallen for a nigger trap, so I bought up all of the C4 explosives in the area and headed to the NAACP meeting. When I got there I noticed all of the mirrors were taken off of the hoopties there and I shrugged and reminded myself this was the nigger capital of the world. As I set the C4 up I wondered to myself why I hadn't done this before. I walked away and pressed the button, and instead of exploding the C4 failed to detonate. I was enraged because I had gotten the C4 from niggers, so of course it was faulty. I busted into the NAACP meeting and demanded my mirrors. I spotted a large pile of stolen mirrors. When they declined my request I pulled out my RPG launcher, made by whites, and blew them all to hell. After the carnage was over I found my mirrors and reattached them to my car and drove off. KKK, 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 KKK,